I am a scientist at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. My background is actually in marine science. I don't work with sea turtles. I don't swim with dolphins. And I have never seen a whale in person. And
really?
That's usually what people think when I say that I'm a marine scientist. But actually, my passion has always been with things without backbones. So things like shells, crustaceans, crabs, different things like that has always been what has fascinated me the most. It's really awesome for me to be able to work at the Academy and to work in their Department of Malacology, which is where I work now.
Malacology?
Exactly. So I even had to look it up myself when I first came here. So malacology is the study of mollusks. We study the animal and the shell itself. A mollusk in general is just a soft-bodied animal that's able to produce a shell. The shells are made out of calcium carbonate. But the tricky thing is that not all mollusks have shells, so it isn't a defining characteristic. Your slugs that invade your garden, or after a rainstorm you might see them crawling across the sidewalk, those are actually mollusks. They just don't have their shell anymore. If you look really close, some of them have tiny little shells that look like saddles on their back, and some of them have evolved not to have shells anymore. Octopus and squid are mollusks as well.
They have their shells inside, don't they?
Right. So squid have internal shells, but octopus used to have shells. In the fossil records, we can see that they used to have shells, but today's octopus don't have any remnant of a shell anymore.
How did you get interested in mollusks and their shells? Was there something, like when you were a kid, that was really interesting and exciting to you about these creatures?
I've never wanted to be anything else. The first time I ever saw the ocean and I saw, you know, live animals in the water, and you're just like, how do I work with that? My mom was like, oh, you got to be a marine biologist. I was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to be. And it's so cheesy, but that's it. I've never, ever wanted to be anything else.
And if you love the life in the water, I would imagine that scuba diving or snorkeling for 6 hours a day is like the best thing that you could possibly do with your time.
Absolutely. Being slightly biased since I'm from the marine campsite, I was like, oh, you know, land snails, you know, who cares about land snails? But then you get to look at them and you're just as amazed by them and what, you know, the colors that they have. And this right here, this large shell here is actually a land snail. And you wouldn't think that something this large, would be crawling on land.
That's like six inches long?
Yeah,
8 inches long?
Yeah, and they get bigger than this. This is the giant African land snail.
If I saw that snail on a sidewalk somewhere, I would be very concerned and upset.
Calling the USDA because this is an invasive species here in the United States. If you saw one of these crawling across, there's posters up and numbers that you should call about this.
Really?
Yeah. So this is an invasive that was a big deal in Florida not too long ago. The first one was introduced here by a little boy who brought it back as a pet on an airplane from overseas, made it through customs somehow, and then his grandma decided that he couldn't have it in the house anymore and that they should release it. And he happened to have a female who had eggs, who had laid those eggs, and these will eat just about anything. So they can decimate an area. They'll eat other snails, they'll eat plants, they'll eat garbage. But the other bad thing about these is that they're also disease carriers. They can carry a worm that, if you were to contract that, will cause brain damage. It goes straight to your brain. And so
they're the worst snails ever to have just
not in Africa.
No, not in Africa. Here.
Not where they belong.
Right.
But here, yes.
I have one more question for
Absolutely.
You. Do you eat shellfish?
Love shellfish.
You do eat them?
I do. Mussels, clams, oysters, squid, octopus. You know, granted, not shellfish, but mollusks. I do. I love them. I don't know. I guess I love them all around. Is that horrible? So I love eating them, studying them.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely.
This is fascinating.
Absolutely. Thank you.